Auckland Central City business operators will demonstrate on the steps of Auckland Council this morning, demanding answers and compensation after what they say have been years of disruption to their livelihoods. City leaders have been invited to hear about the impact the City Rail Link construction has had on small businesses in particular. Many say they're on the brink of closure. With us now, restaurateur Anne Hewlett, and hopefully we can speak as well with florist Shobana Ranchoji. Kia ora korua.
Good morning, Susie.
Anne, if I can start with you, I suppose it's not long to go until you actually start this. What sort of numbers are you expecting?
Oh, look, we're hoping, you know, around the 30 mark. There's quite a number of the inner city retail stores that, you know, they're concerned for their welfare. So they want to join in, and we need to make the CRL and council recognise that the impact of this huge rail project is quite a real issue.
And Shobana, what is that impact?
The impact that it's had on us? City Railing have created an environment that best suits them to build their tunnel, making it unsuitable for retail to operate. City Railing have also crippled many of our businesses, as everyone is well and truly aware of, whilst they build their tunnel. And government and Auckland City Council have been aware for a very long time of the hardship. They just did not care.
Do you feel you've been ignored?
Absolutely.
And as for you, Anne, the sort of impact that you've seen on your business, what has it done to it?
Well, look, I own one of the oldest restaurants in the city, and I've been lucky in a sense that very long-standing customers have supported us. But this doesn't go against, you know, every request being made to the CEO of CRL and Mr. Phil Goff to meet with these businesses to discuss a resolution to this problem. They've all been gone unanswered. And, you know, it's just enough is enough. It's fair is fair, and it's time that someone stood up and took responsibility for the loss of income. You know, this is people's livelihoods. You know, they have families to support, and, you know, we've just been treated with total contempt.
Shobana, is now the time for compensation, and what would be a reasonable amount?
We would like to be looked after. Compensation would be looking after us through our rent relief. It would be looking after our rates relief. It would be looking at what they can help us through media into attracting people to come to our businesses. So that would be a compensation package that would be a fair package to offer or have a conversation around a table with.
Do you have a figure in mind?
We all have different figures in this in all our businesses. For me, it'll be a fair. What I ask for will be fair. We are not wanting any more. We do not want to make a profit out of this. We just need support whilst we're going through the project, and we've been here for such a long time.
Anne, I've heard numbers being thrown around for businesses in this situation as an all up $50 million. Is that something that you're calling for?
$50 million. It sounds a fair amount for the amount of businesses that have been hurt through the through this construction. $50 million. When you see what we've had to put up with, it's fair.
And Anne, is that your view as well? That's the right ballpark?
Look, you know, this is hard to say. As Shobana said, every business has its own rates to pay, its own rent, you know, things are different. It should be assessed as per business. And look, you know, it could go beyond that. But, you know, something needs to be done. You know, 5 years the disruption has been in the inner city. you know, there's been so much lobbying to try and get some sort of resolution to this, and it's just going unheard constantly. So, you know, it's time for them to stand up and do something about it.
Now, Mihi, thank you both of you for joining us today, Anne Hewlett there, and also we were speaking with Shabana Ranchoji.